So, spoiler alert, I'm back from the dead, and I just want to give you guys a little 411 on the afterlife. So here's how it really is.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most white podcast dog. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy and Skyler.
Back from the grave.
Sup, homies?
The most white... What are you, Randy Jackson now? You just say dog every...
Dog. Sup, homie?
Well, yo, dog.
We actually might have more street cred than Randy Jackson.
After, Skyler comments on the story and be like, yo, dog, that was good, but here's what you need to do differently, dog.
That was last week. I was here in spirit. Hey, mm-hmm. There's a dollar. But,
That wasn't bad.
I don't know about that one.
I wouldn't count that as a
pun. It's a pun.
So. I like how that's the first time that someone's been like, that's a dollar, and we said, no, it isn't. Like, normally we'd be like, yeah, that's a dollar.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
One step closer to a wine box.
That's going to be a good
one. One step closer to getting an actual jar.
I think we need to save the money to get a jar. I think they're like $8. And then, I don't even know how much jars cost.
I said we could... Oh, is that thing gone?
Oh,
yeah, it's right there.
Yeah,
you, just use that
metal thing. I don't know about that. That's pretty freaking huge to... It's this big metal cylinder.
It'll be like one of those.
It's like an air conditioner duct.
Where you put the coins in it, and then when you actually go to check it, you have like $100-something.
I think I might just have like an old fishbowl or something to put in there.
Yeah. Well, I know they sell those at like PetSmart for like $10 or something.
Yeah, well, we could do something like that.
You use that hamster cage over there.
That hamster cage?
I don't know if that's a hamster cage.
Yeah, it's just a cage. We just put things in it. Wow.
Chip.
Yeah.
Here you go, Chip. Have fun.
So, as a lot of you know, we have this new whiteboard, courtesy of Sam Hauser, in our studio. He just had it in his car, and so he gave it to us. We posted the picture of it on our Facebook page with "Fuck you, Matt" on it, written by Skyler.
Yours truly.
Yeah.
Are you gonna hang it up?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna hang it up once we do this thing. So as you guys can probably see in the picture, there's three picture frames on the side. Well, what are we gonna put in these picture frames? We can't just have the stock photo in there. People happy for no reason.
We need people happy with a purpose, at least.
So here's what we thought. Here was a good idea that we came up with, or as Skyler would say, a
good
idea. We are going to put in the three picture frames.
Do you just keep this on you?
No, I was playing with it.
Oh.
I was just holding it.
I thought you were just like, oh, he's got the whiteboard. Time to take it
no,
out.
No, Andy pulled over the whiteboard to write on it, and I had the pen, and I was playing with it, and he's like looking around for it. I'm like, oh, here you go. Anyway.
Well, it was warm. That's why. I was like, you have this in your pocket? What the
hell? No, yeah. I was all just kind of twirling it. But
you were playing with it, and it's warm.
Yes.
Just saying.
Okay. Anyway, we have three picture frames on the side of it, and we thought, hey, let's fill up these picture frames. So we thought, why don't we do people that inspire us? Inspire us to do what we do. You gonna draw a penis on that? That's what you're gonna do?
It's been done.
This is gonna be a hugely detailed penis.
Exactly, it's been done.
Finished my penis.
So Andy, why don't you start off? Who do you want to put in your picture frame?
Charles Manson.
You want Charles Manson in your picture frame?
No, I think I'm gonna put Space Ghost or the I can't remember. Oh, Moltar.
Moltar?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna put Moltar.
And why Moltar?
Why Moltar? That dude was a badass.
Just because he's badass? All right, so picture frame one will be filled with Moltar.
That kind of robs mine because I was going to
really
go with the... Well, not Moltar specifically, but I was going to do Harvey Birdman, the district attorney,
attorney
Reducto.
Oh, I never really watched that show. Yeah. So
was that the Adult Swim one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. But, you know.
Do you have a second choice?
I'm thinking about it. I may have to mull this over throughout the week, and then we'll just...
Throughout the week? Yeah. Oh, I sprung it on you now. What about your Rosa Parks idea?
Yeah, well, Rosa Parks, she is very inspirational. She wasn't as good a leader as Hitler, though, so...
I was going to say Charles Manson, for reals.
For reals?
Charles Manson.
I know
who I want to put in there. I want to put Jaws in there.
Why Jaws?
Because every time someone sets me up for a joke, I hear the Jaws theme in the background.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, do you mean Jaws the shark or Jaws the extremely tall guy from James Bond, Goldeneye?
Jabberjaw?
Or Jaws from Monday Night Football, Ron Jaworski. Yeah, what's up?
Football.
Yeah, football.
German, boom!
Also, guys, this week, did you realize we had the equinox on Friday?
I did.
So now it's going to be more night than day, so might as well snow tomorrow. It's a snow foot.
Dude.
Really?
October, like, 3rd. We're going to get, like, 3 feet of snow, and then I'm just going to wake up and just yell your name.
Matt!
October 9th, that was when it snowed last year. I remember because that was my birthday.
Oh, that sucked.
Did it really snow, though?
Yeah. Damn, it snowed October 9th.
Fucking early.
Hopefully it doesn't snow on our party. Or right before it.
What if we start talking about this party and, like, 29 people show up? We're like, we heard about your party.
That'd be sweet.
And we found it on Facebook somehow.
We found your party on Facebook.
I made it private. Yeah, we found it. All right.
Hacking into our Facebooks. Also, another thing I want to mention. Back on the Power Up podcast stream, I streamed all of Final Fantasy IX. It took me like 2 months. Because I just play it in my spare time, you know. And so I want to do that again on the 3-hit combo stream. Mostly because no one really shows up or no one exists. So I want to play a game. I want to beat a game so people can watch it and come in and chat with me. I'll chat with them.
I normally hit you up. I did that before 3D combo. So.
Yeah, I did it when you and Leaper were
playing Civilization.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, play Command and Conquer.
Yeah, I was like, build a Tesla coil.
I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I can build a library. But I've decided I'm going to stream a Pokemon game.
Which one?
Either red, blue, or yellow.
You should do,
is a sad penis.
It's crying.
Oh my god. Matt, you want to add your penis to the...
Not really. I kind of got things to do over here.
I'll erase this.
I would recommend, like, leaf green or fire red.
Oh, that's not a bad
idea. Because, I mean, then you get, like, the added running shoes, which severely speed up the game.
Was that... Is that the first time they had running shoes?
No, running shoes were, I want to say, in... Crystal, if not the generation after that. So that was like what, Sapphire?
Oh, Leaf Green's the like DS remake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, never mind then. All right, yeah, it was in Crystal.
Yeah, Green and Fire Red, Leaf Green and Fire Red were remakes.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So my idea for this though is, how many Pokemon can you have in your party? Six.
Six.
Yeah. Six at one time. Okay. Well, my Pokemon that I'm going to use to defeat the Elite Four, only one will be chosen by me. Here's what I'll do. I'll choose the starter Pokemon. I'll have Skylar choose one, Andy choose one, and you guys can do this next week. I'm not just throwing this out here. And I will draft out of a hat the other three.
So does that mean you gotta like go out of your way to try and find them?
Then? Yes. Right. And I have to use them. I don't have to use them like during the whole game, but I have to use them to defeat the Elite Four. So I'm gonna have to use them for most of the game to get up there to defeat the Elite Four.
It's gonna suck if you draw like Mewtwo or something.
I'll throw Mewtwo out, but what I really don't want is like Spearow, Pidgey, Rattata.
Because then you have like, or Magikarp.
Magikarp. Oh my god.
That'd be a bitch. Wait till you get a Gyarados.
Well, he had to do it with Magikarp.
Oh, you can't use the evolutions?
No, I would stick with Magikarp.
Like, are you going to have the evolutions in there?
If I get them, I suppose.
Like if
you guys chose a Pokemon for me, you guys can choose the evolved stage.
But I was going to say, are you going to put the evolved stages in the hat?
In the hat? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put all Pokemon in there. All 150.
I'm already going to toss in my favorite, Geodude. Not Graveler, not Golem, Geodude.
So you want me to use Geodude?
I want you to use Geodude.
Man. Hey, Geodude.
Hit that.
Geodude.
Forgot. That is the most worthless drop I have on there, but...
Geodude.
It is my favorite Pokemon.
I don't know what starter I'm going to choose, though. I'm leaning towards Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur's my favorite.
Because I never choose Bulbasaur. It's either Squirtle or Charmander.
So wait, you're doing the original then?
Yeah.
Blue or green? Blue or red?
Yeah.
What was your guys' one? When you got it. I got blue. Blue was my first.
I got red. Red was my first.
Well, Steven and I both blue and red.
I had gold after that, and then I haven't bought one since.
Samesies. And then I got black.
Samesies.
I got gold, still have it, and I still have blue and red, but now I have black for the DS, which I like. I caught all the Pokemon in there. Just so you know, Pokemon Master.
You know what I played today? It was the Pokemon trading card game.
That game is the shit on Game Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game is fun.
It's all right.
Flareon. That's your Pokemon for me.
Flareon?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
I'm glad you chose something good because you just be like Parasect.
No, I'm going to choose Flareon. Cause
so Abra. It has to be Abra.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what I have so far, my first half of the team is I'm going to have Venusaur for me, but I'm going to choose Bulbasaur. I will evolve it to Venusaur. Then Skylar chose Geodude, and I can't evolve it. I have to use Geodude.
Geodude.
But, I mean, Geodude can at least learn, like, self-destruct and magnitude.
Yeah, so I can just kill him off right away in the beginning of the battle. And then you said Flareon? Flareon from Andy. Good choice. I'm glad. I feared my whole team was going to suck.
So. I wanted a fire one. I'm like, man, fuck.
No, Magmar.
Rabidash?
Rabidash is actually pretty
Magmar
powerful.
Has two boobs on his head.
Ninetales is pretty solid.
Vulpix.
Man, you...
Arcanine. That is my bread and butter in the trading card game, dude. Arcanine. I am dominating with Arcanine.
Yeah. I don't know. I was always a fan of Pinsir. But he was so hard to get because you can only get him in the Safari.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's another one I fear is getting ones that I can only get in the Safari. Like, what are Tauros.
Yeah, is it like Tauros?
There's Pinsir? Tauros, Chansey, Pinsir, and...
Rhydon?
Yeah. Rhyhorn.
Rhyhorn, yes.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones you can get in the Safari?
I think Rhyhorn you can get other places, can't you? I might be wrong, though.
I don't think so.
It's been a while. I haven't played a Pokemon game since we, had the Panera League battle that we never finished, but...
Because everyone just ended up using rare candies.
Paul and I went nuts. Paul went really nuts.
Yeah,
He was playing all the time, leveling up like crazy. Glad he was on my team.
We should make a three-hit combo. What was the... Astro Empires? Was that the game?
Yes!
We should make a three-hit combo Astro Empires, like, team.
That would be pretty easy to do for us because it's one of those games you could just set and then leave for a while.
But dude, remember how addicted Paul got, and then Tressa was gonna try and get bigger to defeat him so he would stop playing?
Yeah. God damn. Sky was like, I remember that. I remember you guys didn't include me in on your things.
This, I think, was before you.
A lot of things were before or during me. Yeah. You guys didn't include me in a lot of stuff. It hurts right in here.
Well, I mean, when you show up at work galloping like a horse with aviator goggles on, I mean...
Who doesn't want to hang out with that guy? I think what we need to do is like start like a tabletop game, like Monopoly, because that takes like 12 hours to play.
Dude,
or Risk.
Every time I've played Monopoly, I have not played it like super long. I don't know. Maybe
I had
just
a three-day game of Monopoly with my family.
Maybe I'm just super good at Monopoly. But Risk, that is a game that will last forever, no matter how good you are.
We could like set up Risk here and then like every Sunday.
Play a little bit of Risk.
Yeah. I mean, like before or after the podcast.
Set aside like half an hour. Just be like, all right, half an hour of Risk.
This is a three-hit combo episode 250. We're almost done with Risk, we hope.
Fucking Andy took Zambia, so it's going to be a little bit longer.
Skyler's just hanging out in Australia like a douche.
That's the winner.
He's got like 900 armies.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I got nothing but cannons on New Zealand. Come at me, bro. Go ahead. I keep getting that army bonus.
Nice. Risk, the come at me, bro edition.
It's just got a soldier going like, what?
What's up? Want to start something?
I just start using like Warhammer 40K, like giant alien pieces.
You can't have that. We evolved. While you guys are fighting, we evolved.
This is five cannons. I'm running out of cannons, guys. Come on.
You start use these tops. They're like, that's a spaceship.
Is that a Cheerio? Why are you using a Cheerio? I ran out of army men.
Actually, that'd be a really good use of army men because you get a fuckload of Cheerios in a box.
Oh, my God. Someone just gets fed up, pours the whole box on the game board. It's like, I win.
This is Asia. This is why you don't get in a land war with China.
Remember Hiroshima? Boom.
That's Japan.
Yeah, just, that was Japan.
I know.
Not China. We were talking about China. Because they have population.
Shut up.
All right. We need to probably move on.
Yes, actually, I was thinking about that for like the last 5 minutes. But
oh, well.
I kept getting into different things, too.
Risk anyway, to engine.
So, what we have this week is four segments.
Four.
What?
Now, usually...
This is three-hit combo. I always thought that meant there's three people and also three segments.
No, we just kind of fell into three segments.
All right, whatever.
Well, usually what I do is, though, because we have to do gaming news because we're a gaming podcast, and then we have to do, you know, offbeat news because it's funny. So, usually when we have another idea, I lop off technology news, but... I've got a few good stories that I couldn't just lop it off this week.
We can maybe go through them quickly.
We'll go through it quickly. And then our extra segment this week is video game endings that pissed us off.
I got some good ones. Prepare for some Andy rage.
Little conversation with power with a 3-8 combo.
I just realized what you did.
That is the first time I've feared like nearly saying the old podcast now for like 2 years. I've never done it until now.
Is this the 10th episode?
Yes, it is. Number 10. We're
so
in the
number
11, digits.
You can remove the formally.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want. No, yeah, I will.
10th episode anniversary.
10th episode anniversary.
Adorable.
Nice. That's a good title for this episode. I was going to say 3-8 combo 10, the Come At Me Bro edition.
Now we got.
I like the 10th anniversary.
The 10th anniversary. Okay, we'll go with that.
All right. We got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Snowball
yeah,
forward.
Let's go. Keep moving. Gaming news. Let's do it. Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here's gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
All right. One thing we didn't mention in the opening segment. Andy brought us Kool-Aid Jammers this week.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been drinking is Kool-Aid Jammers. One exploded on Skylar.
Tropical punch.
Turns out these things, they're not like when I was a kid. I used to be able to open these like a pro, but now they're
when
like...
When you were a kid, you had smaller hands. This one, you're just like...
I feel like Grape Ape, just like,
Do you remember the Capri Suns before the easy open pouches? Where it's just part of the bag and you just had to fucking stab it.
Stab
and so
at the bag.
I remember in grade school, one of our janitors would just, they had a janitor just walk around and poke holes in Capri Suns for kids.
That's awesome. These kids are retarded, God.
When I was in third grade, I had one of the like cost-friendly milk bag schools. Where instead of getting like a milk carton, it was cheaper to get like bags of milk.
So you went to school in Canada.
No. And speaking of Canada, apparently the satellite is treating Canada like everyone else, and it just passes it over. The fallen satellite just going over Canada.
I got it.
I mean, like,
did they figure out where that's gonna land yet?
Nope.
No,
they just know when.
No, it did land, didn't it?
Didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it landed in the Pacific Ocean.
I don't know.
It was supposed to land like Friday or Saturday.
I'll look it up. Let's just keep going.
All right. What I would always do was I would take it and I obviously because I was a jackass kid, I would just take the straw and jam it right into there and it would shoot high enough to hit like the 30-foot tall ceiling in our cafeteria and we'd get in milk fights. We'd be like, and I got sent to the principal's office so many times because of the milk fights. But also I'd flip the bag over and I'd stick it into like fruit pies and do like chocolate milk injections with my fruit pie. It sounds really gross, but yeah. I was a kid. It was more sugar. Why not?
Yeah, why not? All right, first gaming story.
Back to gaming news.
Online gamers have cracked the AIDS enzyme puzzle.
Yeah. I was part of that.
Were you really?
Yeah. All right. The PlayStation has it built into it. It's called Sharing with Friends, and it has that app built
Fold
on
it.
Or yeah, folding at home. It's called on the PlayStation.
Oh yeah, I know.
I was looking at Facebook and it said sharing. So yeah, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the app Fold It, online gamers can, you know, unravel strands of DNA, strands of cells, DNA, you know, genetic makeup, and what they were unraveling was the makeup of the AIDS virus, because you know you can look at it under a microscope all you want, but really it's just a 2D image. When they opened this up to gamers, they found it in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wait, they found what in 3 weeks? Like
they unraveled the proteins that make up the AIDS virus and were able to create the structure.
Like how
so
it works,
the genetic makeup, the genetic code of it.
Like how it works is they'll send you like a little packet file. Like it'll send your, if you're using it on the PlayStation, it'll send your PlayStation a little packet file, and then all the coding is built into the program you download, and it basically uses the cell processor to like pull it apart and like analyze it.
Okay.
And then when it finishes analyzing it, it sends the analyzed data back to what's the school?
University of Washington.
Yeah, it sends it back to them, and then they can analyze it from there.
There you go.
So it in this way, it allows them, they don't have to build like a giant supercomputer to do this. When
they just use everyone else.
Yeah, use everyone else.
There you go. Yeah. The gaming community is a supercomputer. Way to go, guys. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, like in... It was actually kind of fun too. They made it into a game on the PlayStation. Like nice. You could join groups.
It'd be
and
funny
stuff.
If you could fuck up. Like you, oh, we got to start over. Like that'd be so counterproductive.
Yeah, it was neat. Nice. I did it for a really long time when I first got my PlayStation. I would leave it on for like 8 days straight and let it just fold. But all right,
Battlefield 3 open beta starting September 29th.
Is that for PC?
It's for PC, PS3, and Xbox.
Oh, hey,
you can get it on all of them. PC, you have to have the Origin client, which is EA's Steam competitor. So, I mean, if you really want to download another client, you can play Battlefield 3 for free.
Nah.
I like this, though, that Battlefield 3 seems like one of the very few, or I guess Battlefield seems like one of the very few companies that still puts demos, or betas in this case, actually out on the marketplace instead of like, okay, if you buy the limited edition of this game, you get a code. And that code...
Oh, wait. So it'll just be sitting like...
No, it's just in the marketplace or the PlayStation store.
It's sitting there?
Yeah, it'll just be sitting there. You download it and you can play it.
Hey, that's kind of new.
Well, they've done that for all their games, for all their Battlefield games. I've downloaded Battlefield 2, the first Bad Company, the second Bad Company.
Huh.
And now Battlefield 3 will be just... You can just download and play it.
Oh, there's... Fuck! I don't want to spend any more money, dude, but there's, like, so many good games.
There are a ton of good games out there. Yeah. I'm looking forward for Skyrim, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Skyrim
I think I might ask for that for Christmas.
And Battlefield 3, I definitely want. And then
when's that coming out?
Oh, my God. We've gone over this, like, 8 times when it's supposed to be coming out.
Is
and
it
I
in November?
Remember. I can look it up real quick if you can talk amongst yourselves.
How do you?
What you looking up?
I need to get the a browser.
Safari.
Safari.
Down there, bottom bar.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, yeah, its release date is October 25th.
Fuck. hey, that's bad. Ooh. That's gonna be interesting. Batman and Battlefield are going at it.
Battlefield 3 is gonna win.
Yeah, what are they up to? Like 1.25 pre-orders or something? Million pre-orders.
1.25.
1.25. One person and a quarter of another person have pre-ordered the game.
And I really liked the first Arkham Asylum, so I'm really excited for Arkham City. But, all right,
should
let's
be
move
good.
On. Let's move on.
I always hate when I do that when we end, like when we're ending the story, but I'm also taking a drink of water at the same time, so I gotta like hurry up and do it. One day I'm just gonna start choking on water in the middle of the podcast.
I always feel like a bitch when I choke on water. I'm like the simplest thing.
UK culture minister wants a games room in Parliament.
A games room in the Parliament.
Like, what do you mean, like, games room? Like, skee ball and bowling or games?
The House of the British Parliament are known to have bars and shooting ranges. One minister, Ed Vasey, thinks they should have a game room with games from Britain or the whole United Kingdom, I guess, as a whole. And he's a person that has lobbied for video games, saying, you know, we need video games are this new, expansive technology, and Britain needs to be at the forefront of these, and... He's like the only person that says so, and he's like, hey, we need to have a game room where we can play video games. He's like, we have a bar, and the fact that they have a bar and might have a game room, well, I just want to let you know that I am running for British Parliament.
Yeah, drunken game.
Running out of New Lancashire Buyer.
Yeah, sure. Whatever made up town they have.
I'll just walk in. They're like, are you British? Hello, Governor.
Hello, Bobby.
Is that all you can say?
They should hit up Governor. Sony. Because I remember seeing a walkthrough of Sony's UK-like headquarters. Yeah. It is insane. It is like wall-to-wall, like PSPs mounted like flat screens with PS3s.
Nice.
I bet they could like hook them up.
Come on, hook up the Parliament.
Yeah, go Sony.
FBI arrests Sony LulzSec hacking suspect.
Is this from Snow?
This is from Snow. Skylar News Organization.
At first, what the fuck? Oh, yeah.
A suspected member of the clandestine hacking group LulzSec has been arrested in Arizona by FBI on charges of taking part in an extensive breach of the Sony Pictures computer system.
Hmm.
Which is what took down the PlayStation Network for a long-ass time.
It was like a month and a half, but, dude, it felt way longer than that to me. Time would get on, I'm like, oh.
See, I just never had my PS3 hooked up to the internet for like the past like 4 months prior to that, including that month. Yeah. So, I mean.
Which I will say, though, the good thing that came out of that for me is I really got into the Assassin's Creed. Those were good games.
Nice.
So, work for me.
Yep. LulzSec, which stands for Lull Security, is reported, they spelled it wrong, is reported to be affiliated with the International Hackers Collective Anonymous, which has claimed responsibility for cyber attacks on government and private institutions around the world. Krestinger faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison.
See, here's the thing, though. Everyone's associated with Anonymous. If you can post anonymously on anything ever, you're part of Anonymous. That's just how it works. I mean, just associating every single hacker group with the infamous Anonymous across the nation is just
I know it was like the LulzSec guys, but dude, they had a string of like, what was it, like a month of just hacking the shit out of all those video game companies.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
They were on a hacking spree.
Yeah, it was like Bethesda. It was everyone, man. It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Was it all just LulzSec?
Yeah, it was that group, and they just went on a huge hacking spree.
Kicks and giggles.
I guess so.
All right, this next thing I'll put on our Facebook page. It's a Kotaku.com article, but it has a heist mission from The Heist, the game we've been talking about a little bit,
yeah.
The computer game. It's loosely based off the 90s movie Heat, which I don't know if either of you guys have seen. I have not. But regardless, this game looks sweet. It's Heist. You know, it's all about bank heists.
Left 4 Dead in a bank.
And the game hits the PlayStation Network and Steam for PC on October 4th for guess how much?
$9.99.
Now, see, you undercut it, so now when I say it, it's not going to seem that good. $20.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh, that's a little higher than usual. Usually, like, bigger games are, like, $15 on the PlayStation Network.
This game looks pretty...
It does.
Pretty extensive.
Yeah. I might have to pick it up.
So, I just recently, on a totally unrelated note, I'm full of those tonight, I finally looked up some gameplay videos on the game Rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided Rage is what Fallout 3 wanted to be. That's what I think.
How so?
Like, I don't know. The one I saw, this guy was going through Dead City. And it was full of, like, creepy zombie monster-looking guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's basically what Fallout 3 was shooting for. But instead of ending up with, like, extensive cities with buildings and stuff, they ended up with giant plains filled with nothing. With the occasional monster.
You watch your mouth there. You bite your tongue.
Hey.
You bite your tongue.
I did not like Fallout.
I don't like you.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey. Do not bring up the three-hit combo. We're a video game.
I came back from the dead for this.
That would have been awesome.
I was just splashed in the face with Kool-Aid jammers.
Yeah, I got a little on the arm.
Duel is on.
You know you have one more.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, over here.
I keep eyeballing. I'm like, what keep the fuck? Are you going to eat that?
Eat that?
Yeah.
If
that's,
I
what,
ate,
that's what I just said.
If I ate the bottle of Kool-Aid jammers, that'd be effed up. I'm over here just gnawing on the plastic. Wrongly banned Xbox Live users, welcome back with gifts. No segue there. I'm just going in dry.
Well, okay. No lubin.
Little spit. What were they banned for?
Well, a recent crackdown of modded consoles snared a very small percentage, in quotes, of Xbox Live users who had done nothing wrong, yet received comprehensive bans from Microsoft. Nonetheless, Xbox Live's top cop said that he apologized for the mistake and these gamers would be reinstated immediately. Also, they will be given 3 months of free Xbox Live Gold and 1,600 Microsoft points.
That's actually not bad.
See,
what's 1,600 Microsoft points in dollars?
Is that $20? I think five is 400.
I thought.
I'll look it up. Regardless, it's still a decent amount. Like that's four arcade games or something like that.
Yeah, I heard about that. I guess the software they were using to root out all of the modded Xbox 360s red ringed. So there you go. Yet another thing from Microsoft.
It red ringed the software.
Yep.
The software red ringed.
Because Microsoft sucks.
It's the $20.
I understand what you mean that as like a metaphor there.
Yes.
It red ringed. I'm like, red ringed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Got it.
There you go.
But yes, a very small percentage of people who were banned wrongly will be given 3 months of Xbox Live Gold, 1,600 Microsoft points.
That's actually kind of a good deal.
And a good story to tell.
Andy,
I was banned and got stuff.
Andy, I'm not sure. I know I haven't. Have you been banned wrongly for nothing? I don't think I've ever heard of anyone on the PSN network ever being banned for no reason at all.
You know what's weird is I've never had my online service taken down for a month and a half either. So.
Hey,
really?
No.
Because yeah. There's people who've been had their online service taken down Xbox wise. Yeah, because they were banned.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing this.
And you know what?
We're not doing this.
They were reinstated in like a week and given free stuff.
We're not doing this.
A week?
This is not going to happen.
There's some that have been
there. This is not going to happen.
Okay.
You are tearing this family apart. Why do mommy and daddy fight so much?
I didn't pay $600 for my console when it launched.
Neither did I.
When
it
launched.
I did.
Oh, okay.
This guy did. All in cash, too, so I probably looked like a black guy.
That's bye, he fans.
he wants to divert away from our potential breakdown here by being racist.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job, Andy. Good deflection there. All right, so.
No one say anything mean to anyone. Black people.
Yeah. We can't be mean to each other, but, you know, we can be mean to, you know, other races.
Well, we are the whitest podcast.
We are, dog.
Yo.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so that will conclude gaming news.
Oh, I got a new one. I think it just came out today. But you were talking about Rage, and Rage is like the new game. It uses the InTech 5, so it's like a super, super really realistic engine.
Yes.
The Xbox 360, it's 3 discs because it's 22 gigs. Mm-hmm. And so... Yeah, it's 3 discs, 22 gigs, and then on the PlayStation 3, it will, I don't know if it will require, but it will definitely have an 8-gig install.
8-gig install?
Yeah, on the PS3.
So not bad.
They
I don't know where you want me to go with that.
Oh, no, I was just talking.
Okay.
And nice then, install.
I didn't know if you like wanted a comment from me or something.
People have, like, smaller hard drives and stuff. Yeah. They said that you're able to install, like, the first disc, beat that. And then do the second disk, like delete and install it on your hard drive.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to delete like all of my save files and backup information for all my other games because I have the crappy 40 gig hard drive for my PS3.
I've filled my 120 gig. Like, and it is shit. It's all from that PlayStation Plus.
I
don't use PlayStation Plus.
I am nowhere near to filling up my 250.
That's what I used to have on my old fatty. A fatty PlayStation.
Yeah, I was thinking about just transferring all my stuff to an external hard drive and then just getting a new PS3 hard drive. But
make sure when you do that, you deactivate your account before you do the hard drive because it hooks your hard drive to your account on your PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And if you take that hard drive out and like toss it, it'll act like when you put the new hard drive in, it'll act like you just activated another console. So I have like two ghost activations just floating around that I can't get back.
Okay.
But all right. Sorry.
All right. So that will do it for gaming news. And we're going to move on to technology news.
Let's do it.
How do you kill that which has no life?
Time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo. First up, Netflix.
Yeah,
their CEO has apologized to subscribers for arrogance based upon past success.
That just sounds dumb. It's like, hey.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It seems like they're like, we're sorry, but the reason we did it is because we're so friggin' good.
Yeah.
Sorry for being amazing.
Which, you know what I thought was awesome is because of that whole Netflix thing, Blockbuster's like movie rental thing has like exploded again.
I saw an article. I read a little bit of it, but they theorized that Netflix, you know, with their mess ups, they lost 1 million users over the price hike.
Oh, yeah.
And now, like, split off.
And now they're splitting into a DVDs and games service and then a streaming service.
Yeah.
And the DVDs and games will be called Quickster.
That's a dumb
fucking name. What I was thinking. I'm like, doesn't it sound just like a bad.
I don't know why they didn't just keep Netflix.
Like, yeah. It seems like someone's like, hey, have you used Quickster yet? I'm like, dude, I left MySpace and, like, 2007, so whatever they got going on now, I don't know, but...
Yeah, that sounds like something you would name, like, a really bad generic, like, blender.
Quickster.
The Quickster blends everything! Slices and dices!
But I think that was really dumb. They should have just kept fucking Netflix. Just the name.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows Netflix.
Yeah. Now, it's a brand.
Like, someone's going to be like, Quickster. Yeah, like Quickster. I'm like, what the fuck is Quickster? And then it'll take me like a while to register.
What about credit card statements? Because people will have things on their queue already to be sent to them. And then when they switch over to Quickster, they're going to look on there and see a charge for Quickster. And they're going to be like, the fuck?
Maybe if the billing company was smart, maybe they would have like the umbrella of like Netflix. Mm-hmm. Everything's charged from like Netflix LLC or something.
Or it'll look like one of those when you order stuff from like online, does Dr. Jax have like an online?
I think they have a website, I don't know
if you order like dildos, and I know I'm walking.
Oh, that's Dr. John's.
Dr. John's, sorry.
Whatever. I mean, I don't want to correct you. I don't know anything about it. I was just saying.
No, I said Jax.
Oh, my bad.
That's Tattoo Place.
Yes.
I've gotten Dr. John's a bunch of times.
Because I was thinking, like, what, are you mail ordering a tattoo? Or?
Could you please mail order that tattoo to me?
It comes with, like, an ink set and it's here.
No, but Quickster sounds like, if you order, like, sex toys online, I know I'm walking into this, but I don't know what I've never done. But what they do on your billing statement is, don't they put, like, a fake name or something like that so you're, like, your wife or something won't find it?
Like, it's yourstampcollection.com.
And so, like, Quickster sounds something like that. It's like, what'd you spend $40 on Quickster for?
I'm gonna go. Whoa! Whoa!
Spicy threesome.
That's a clip. That's an intro clip.
I don't know. I think it's dumb. And Netflix. It's like, I don't pay for it. My parents do. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. But if I was like the person paying for it, I would have just said, fuck it.
I just remember something. Netflix added the entire collection of Reboot to their streaming service.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I've been watching it.
I was pretty excited when they added all Star Trek.
See, okay, here's what I was thinking when I was watching. I'm like, all right, I gotta still give it some credit because, you know, it was, like, really cool back in the day, so the graphics now are probably going to look pretty shitty. They actually don't look that bad.
No, yeah, I have some episodes, and it's still a good show.
Yeah, the graphics, even compared to, like, today's... Like, CGI, I guess I don't really have very many CGI shows, but they're still keeping up.
Do they have Beast Wars on streaming?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Do they have Sailor Moon?
They have, like, 8 friggin' different Power Rangers.
Dude, I'm saying this. I will fucking do it, but Michael Bay... Rangers reboot.
Oh,
$100 million. Make a fucking series. Do like a reboot where everyone gets their like.
Better be
new.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
yeah.
too.
No. Yeah, oh, no, yeah. Like the original.
Not like Jungle Force.
No,
or
no,
something
no.
Like
reboot
that.
The original and do like
Jungle
Michael
Warriors.
Bay, Michael Bay, $100 million. I like our generation would flock to that shit.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I'd be like, I'm gonna see it.
My favorite thing. My friend and I, we were watching through like the original Mighty Morphins.
Yeah.
And one of the episodes, apparently, because they all do like different styles like Kung Fu, the black guy, he teaches a hip-hop keto class. Hop keto is a martial art. He does hip-hop keto, which is dance fighting.
Is that what Eddie Gordo does in Tekken?
No, that's capoeira. No, it's okay. Dance fighting, but yeah.
In the game for Super Nintendo, the Power Rangers game, when you're like sitting there waiting and not doing anything, yeah, like everyone else kind of stands there and they look at the screen and like, come on. The black guy starts dancing.
Yeah.
The black ranger. He's like jazz. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The only thing probably more socially inappropriate is probably Colonel Custard's Revenge.
Yeah. For the Atari 2600.
Yep. You just go around raping Indian women. Like on the cover, there's a naked man. There's Custard and his hairy butt.
All right, so Google+. Google+ has now added a search bar within Google+. So what you can do now is search like a topic, and it'll come up with Google+ related pages of people or sparks or postings.
I've been using that, yeah.
It's Google+ within Google+.
Yes.
It's Google Plus-eption.
Yeah, what it is like it searches like Google+ sponsored posts by your friends, mm-hmm. or news stories relevant to whatever you type. Like if I type in video games, it'll give all the postings I get from all my friends talking about video games. Google Plus if they have anything about the games that they have on Google Plus, or like news stories, and you can filter out which ones you want to see or which ones you don't want to see.
So
and
like,
you can also save the search onto your site. So like, mm-hmm. if you want to come back to that same subject later on in the week or whatever.
Like, so theoretically, if I were to search in the search bar gay sex, I would get every single post Skylar's ever posted on Google Plus.
Oh.
You know, you're talking to the Snow Patrol.
That's true. If I put, you should put Snow Patrol in the comments on every story you post. And so now I can just search Snow Patrol and I'll get every story you've ever posted.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Now, do you want the W or no?
No.
Okay.
No. SNO. All right. Also, Google Plus is open. It's not in the beta. No invitation required. Get in there.
They had a doodle for it. There was a big arrow pointing to the plus U link.
Oh, I didn't see the doodle. I rarely see the doodle because I have, you know, my own.
You're constantly logged in, yeah.
I have the background, too.
Oh, okay.
I have a background set for my Google homepage, so I never see the doodle. Did you just grab that fly and kill it?
I did just grab that fly. I didn't kill it, though. I made it suffer a little bit.
I just stunned it.
Mine's like my homepage in Firefox.
And I also punched my mic, so we're probably going to have to edit that out.
Yeah, I'll do something.
Yeah, just leave it in there.
Speed of light has been broken.
Scumbag science.
They think.
Oh, yeah, because there's that subatomic molecule.
It's called a neutrino.
Yep.
And at the CERN laboratory in Switzerland, they've been working on this for a few years now, and consistently, this particle reaches Grand Sasso, Italy, about 60 billionths of a second before a beam of light.
Dude, that's fucking sweet.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
All right, like, the thing is 17 miles round.
Okay.
They run the particles through.
Yeah.
And so I think it like probably leads into Italy a little bit, like mm-hmm. the tube, because it's 17 miles,
okay.
So it probably leads into Italy. And they're saying that that particle reaches that point in Italy 60 billionths
of
a second before a light beam would.
And see, the thing is, they can only guess at that it might be there. They're looking at like the absence of space around it.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Well,
no one has.
The Hadron Collider?
No.
I've seen the Hadron Collider. This isn't related to the Hadron Collider.
I thought it was the Hadron Collider.
It's the same place that the Hadron Collider is at, but it's not related to.
So it wasn't made in the Hadron
Collider? The Hadron Collider is like studying the origins of the universe.
But they didn't run that through the Hadron? I thought the Hadron Collider was made for fusion power. Like smashing atoms together.
I don't believe
the collider is my kind of science. We're going to take this thing, and we're going to smash them together.
But
I was doing this shit when I was four. Come on.
What this means is that, first of all, they're scientists, so they publish this on the grounds that they want someone to disprove them.
Right.
So they publish it for other scientists saying, find a mistake or find out where we messed up.
So basically saying, come at me, bro.
Come
science
at me, bro.
Yeah,
exactly. Come at me, bro, the science edition. But what this means is that a fundamental pillar of physics could come crumbling down.
Yeah.
Because that's one of Einstein's laws. Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light.
So he's just a big dummy. Everyone thought he was this crazy guy that was really smart. No, he was just a crazy guy.
And funny enough, Notch, the Minecraft creator, mentioned this on Twitter, is that theoretically, if you can break the speed of light with a particle, you can send information back in time. He said, take it with a grain of salt, but that's the theory.
Send it back to 1944. Just be like, hey, Hitler, fuck you. Hitler's like, oh!
Wasn't he dead by 44?
No, he was still alive.
By 44?
44.
Let's look that up real quick.
Here, just keep going. I got it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I got
that pretty fast, though. I have Wikipedia up already.
I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Really? I have an iPhone.
Oh, no, you're right. He died in 45.
Yeah.
Well, don't I have egg on my face?
Yeah.
Instead of fixing his computer, Sony sends this man seven other customers' broken computers.
Snow Patrol.
This is from the Skylar News organization. A man was waiting for Sony to send him a box and a shipping label. And by the way, now that I'm in the shipping business, if you have something that's broken, get a shipping label from the company, because this lady came in with like some shoes or something that weren't the right size. They sent her the wrong size. Well, they weren't going to send her a shipping label, so she spent like $40 to ship it back to him. It's effed up.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, instead of getting a shipping label, he got sent broken computers from seven other Sony customers.
Dude, that guy should have fucking fixed them and kept it.
That's actually what one of the comments was on the on that news story.
Really?
It's like I would fix them and then keep them all the way until they handcuffed me.
He even got a call from a customer asking him if he was a Sony technician. He spent many hours on the phone with Sony, who, even after reluctantly passing him on to a supervisor, couldn't or wouldn't solve his problem.
What the fuck?
After local news interfered, Sony figured out the issue is they somehow started printing his address on the return labels they sent out to other customers. That's a pretty big fuck up. Like,
yeah. So, Andy, I'm not sure about you, Matt, but how many times has Xbox or Microsoft sent that out? Yep, I'm playing both sides of the fence, boys. I put up both those stories.
I don't know. Microsoft's never sent me a computer because they don't really make any, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a... I've never not to, like, bash Sony, but this is a different part of Sony.
Yeah. I was just saying, I'm playing both sides of the fence. Sony and...
I've never gotten a broken Windows 7 discs or something back
then. That would be so fucked up. Just sending, like, a... Just smash, someone hits it with the hammer, and you go, install this.
For every Windows 7 disc I get, I will send you back an AOL free trial disc.
Yeah.
We probably have some people listening to this going, AOL free trial disc?
What's AOL?
And if you are saying that, you're probably too young to be listening to this podcast.
We swear something.
Go away!
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Mommy will come when I'm done with her.
It's overflowing, Matt. You gotta take out that trash.
I know, I'll take out the trash.
Damn it.
Put on your jacket. Oi.
We want you to have a cold when you get outside.
Ah, you fagla.
All right, so that'll do it for technology news.
Ha, yeah.
And we are going to go into our little conversation with Three Hit Combo about game endings that really just rustled our jimmies.
You already used that when you were talking about Facebook.
Dude, did you see that fucking gorilla picture I put up?
Yeah.
I love that gorilla. I'll show you, dude.
All right, so while you're doing that, I'm going to hit the drop music here. Huddle in closer as we share our story. This is a conversation with Three Hit Combo.
You can spend the whole day just agreeing with each other.
All right, so who's going to start us off here? Anyone got one they want to just throw out? Pissed you off, angered you?
I only have the one because I wasn't fully prepared. I forgot about this like the day you sent me it, and I just thought of the one. Borderlands, obviously the first one. What you do is you go through the entire game, and the entire game revolves around getting like really good weapons, like rarely. You kill a hard enemy.
The
and
Ark? Was that the basis? Was it the Ark?
No.
Ark was a Halo thing.
Yeah. It's trying to get to the Vault.
The Vault, that's what it was.
But what you do is, if you pay attention to the main storyline, you're trying to get to the Vault. But as you progress, you hit harder and harder enemies. They get progressively, you know, as they get harder, they drop better weapons. And then you switch your weapons out with those ones, and, you know, you get those super awesome rare drops. Mm-hmm. Well, once you hit that end boss, it basically, I mean, here's a spoiler alert. If you wanted to skip ahead about 30 seconds, I mean, the game's been out for like, what, a year and a half, something
it's
like
been
that?
I thought it was like a
couple.
Yeah, it's been out a
okay,
while.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, if you haven't played it all the way through, why don't you just go ahead and do that?
Why don't you just kill yourself?
Oh. Yeah. So basically what happens is, I mean, I'm just going to lay it out there, a giant, ugly, teethed vagina with tentacles coming out of the sides of it. Yeah. That's the end boss.
That's the boss.
I've seen enough hentai, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. You have to shoot the tentacles off, and then you have to shoot it in the eye, in the middle of the vagina, when one of the tentacles like, ow, my tentacle, I'm going to open my eye. And then, basically, after you kill it, you get some really mediocre drops.
Yeah.
Like, you would, if you went back one room and just killed all of the minions there and got all their weapons, those are all pretty much the same amount of awesomeness weapon-wise as... this super creature from the vault, and it was just a huge.
The minions were a lot harder than the boss too.
Yeah, but I was Mordecai, so everything was easy for me.
I hid behind a pillar that just stopped everything.
The one right on the right, yeah. That's where you go. Yeah. But like, you know, it's not even that hard to kill him. And after you do, you're like, okay, cool. I'm gonna get into this vault, and I'm gonna see all the stuff. Nope, the portal closes up, the vagina disappears, and then, you know, that's it. The game's over, and like. Basically, you're in free play mode where you can just do all the side quests you skipped out on, Oblivion.
I thought you could do New Game Plus.
Yeah, you can do a second playthrough after that, and then that's everything's harder, and you get better weapons from there. Oh. And yeah.
So,
you got one?
Nice. I got four. All
right, cool. Cool.
The first one I'm just going to throw out there. Super Mario Brothers 2. Fun game.
I don't think I ever actually...
Wasn't that Doki Doki Smash? Or
Doki Doki Panic.
Doki Doki Panic.
But fun game. Leaper hates it, but I like it. Leaper says it's the worst Mario game.
It's what introduced Peach's floating ability.
And I think that's wrong. If he wants to, if he wants some credibility with me, he's got to say it's the worst Mario game people are willing to play, because no one wants to play like the Virtual Boy Mario games or anything like that. But Mario 2, you play through this whole game. It's a hard game. I've never beaten it, actually. It's the only Mario game from Nintendo or Super Nintendo that I've never beaten. Well, I do know the ending though, because it was in a Brendelfloss song. The whole thing was a dream. The biggest fuck you to the players. It was a dream.
If anyone ever watched Saint Elsewhere,
yeah,
yep, same thing. It was all the dream. Like it was
like
a hospital
yeah. 5 years or something. The show was off for like 5 years.
And the season finale episode was a hospital in a snow globe, and this was all the ideas off of an autistic child looking in the snow globe for 5 years, apparently.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Yeah, that similar thing where it's all just, hey, it never really happened. Same with Mario 3. Everything's just a set.
Mario 3 is fucking awesome. I actually beat that yesterday.
Oh yeah, it's
a
solid game.
Do you think the writers are just like, fuck it?
I don't think anyone plays Mario for the story, though. Like,
well, I'm just saying, like, at that point in time when they were making it, because they didn't have much of a story, but at the end they were just like, I got nothing good. So
I think it the continuation of story from game to game is directly relative to whether or not your character can talk. Like, Halo kind of there's some continuation between Halo 1, 2, and 3, you know.
Yeah, because they can convey words.
Yeah, like you're the main character, Master Chief.
Yeah.
You know, that happens. Elder Scrolls, nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Your character doesn't talk. And it's like totally different regions, so, you know, they don't actually have to continue. They mention the other regions, but the main plot doesn't link up at all.
I've got an outlier for this one, though. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto. Because they can talk, but they're never related.
Yeah, but no one ever does, like, the main quest anyway. Like, everyone's just like, well, I'm getting kind of bored. Rampage. Okay, I'm done with this game for a few months. Like, that's everyone playing Grand Theft Auto. And, like, Legend of Zelda. It's the best storytelling game, but compare Wind Waker to, like, Ocarina of Time.
Dude, the Legend of Zelda timeline. There's a good Angry Video Game Nerd video on the Legend of Zelda timeline.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And it's a fucked up timeline. And people are actually, like, trying to make sense of it. It's like... do something else.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, they're all just separate games revolving around one character, just like Mario.
So you're a splitist. That's what those people are called.
I guess, yeah. I mean, they
splitist or linearist, I believe.
Well, they all link somehow, but it's really not enough to focus on. So
they link somehow. Yeah, like the main character. All right, we need to
okay.
get it going.
Dollar. Number three.
That's a dollar.
Said dollar for who? We both made a similar joke.
Both.
Final Fantasy 13.
I have
a good story for this too. All right, so it came out 2 years ago, so I don't even care. I'm not even gonna say spoiler alert.
No, I don't give a shit about spoiler alert.
Play the damn game.
The story was like, you're like these like Lassie that like everybody hates, so you're kind of like the Jew to the German. Everyone else is German. Yeah, that's right.
Black
Jeez,
people,
Andy's
Jews.
Just like busting out the racism tonight. Anyway, okay, keep going.
I'm not racist, I promise. All right, so you get really attached to the characters. They actually have some good story building besides this one whiny bitch that I refuse to play.
Oh, now you're sexist.
No, he was a dude.
So now you're homophobic.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... was he something other
worse?
Than a straight white male?
Something to make me seem worse. And so I got really attached to these two characters. And then at the very end, you know, you have this super crazy boss battle that all Final Fantasies have where they change like 9 different times. And then you beat them. And then the game just ends. Like, they get turned into crystal and save the world. And that was the end of the game. The video was like 5 minutes long. And you're just like, oh, thanks for saving the world. Now I can get married again.
Yay.
And it just went to the credits. And I just went, God damn it! And then from the other room, I just hear my dad go, is everything all right in there? And I'm just like, fuck this game!
One of my favorite... I don't think a lot of work goes into game over scenes, but I think it was Tales of Dissidia, maybe. One of my friends showed me it on his console, and basically if you get a game over, instead of it just saying game over, it says ... and they were never heard from again. And then it says continue or quit.
I like how on an AVGN video, the Friday the 13th, the game over screen is you and your friends are dead. Yeah. Game over. but another game that I thought had a pretty crappy ending was Fable 2. At the end, you know, you spent your whole time fighting Lucian. And at the end, you know, he's there trying to suck power from your friends. And you go up and you hold a little trinket in front of him. And he's like, no. No. And he, you know, then he's rendered, you know, useless after that. And so are you going to have a boss battle? No. You can either shoot him in the head or just wait and Reaver will shoot him in the head. Game over.
Yeah, I heard about that.
There you go. That's why everyone likes Elder Scrolls better than Fable.
Did you even play Fable 3?
No, I never. No, I after Fable 2, I said, fuck you, Fable. It's not that the game itself really was. I mean, it wasn't really that bad, but the thing is, what could have set it apart from things like Oblivion and stuff was that two-player co-op where you could play online with a friend, but it was always shitty.
Was it?
Yeah, like, you couldn't leave the screen. You know, you guys had to stay on the same screen.
Really?
You couldn't use your own character. You were, like, his lackey. You had to...
Yeah, you had to be, like, some weird, like, mini
pre-made
henchman.
Character, yeah, henchman, so...
I remember, like, with the promotions for Fable 2, you could make your own townsperson or something like that?
No, I think that was Fable 3.
Fable 3? Okay, you could make your own townsperson. And I remember I was going to make one, but... I ended up never getting Fable 3, but mine was going to be like a really nice, well-mannered prostitute. Guy, male prostitute.
Nice.
So, like, he was really upstanding in his, like, profession, and I'm like, prostitute. Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
He's the town whore, but he's going to be the classiest town whore ever.
I got a good one. Resistance 2. The ending to that. Did you ever play Resistance 2?
Nope.
All right. So, you follow the main character all through the first one, Nathan Hale. Second one, first one. The very end of the second one, like, he gets just randomly possessed, and then the very ending, you just, the one character is like, I'm sorry, and then you just fucking shoots the main character in the head, and that was the end of the game. It just ended. It was just like, boom, end. Like, fuck!
Alright, well, my third one is Crackdown.
Crackdown was a horrible game anyway. I didn't really like it.
Crackdown was fun to, like, you know, jump around and get agility orbs and stuff like that. If you could, please. Like, I was doing it and then I had to talk, you know. But in Crackdown, you know, you're fighting the gangs. Thank you. Thanks for opening my Kool-Aid jammer, Andy.
You're welcome.
But in Crackdown, you know, you're fighting all the gangs, trying to eradicate them. Turns out the agency you work for has been funding them and giving them weapons. So everything you've done through the entire game, meaningless.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And then he just, doesn't it just end with the one guy laughing?
Yeah, he's just like, ha, 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 fooled you. I trolled you. You know.
And then, that game. I think I literally spent a total of 14 hours trying to find all the damn agility orbs.
Yeah, like everyone I know is stuck with one left.
Yeah, I had one left. I was like, I don't know.
One game that I was thoroughly displeased about was Brink. Did you guys ever play?
There was a lot of hype for that.
I saw the gameplay of it on its launch night, actually, and it looked okay, but...
Did you played it?
What seemed to be its big selling point was, like, customization in your character, like...
It was just, like, snap-on pieces for your character. Like, I mean, you could change, like, minor details with your character, but they were all, like, basically the same thing. There was, like, 8 voices, three character weight types... And then you could just do, like, different outfits and tattoos.
Yeah.
And I heard the gameplay was a lot like Team Fortress, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's
basically
what I heard. They were saying it was likened to Team Fortress.
Offline.
Oh, so it sucked. No, I'm just kidding. I love Team Fortress.
Yeah, it was good.
offline, it was, it was just a bunch of AI in a team deathmatch situation with different objectives. And then online, it was the exact same missions, not changed at all, except you were playing without AI.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when you could just switch directly from being online to offline. Like, if you wanted to just quit an online game, everything else would just be taken over by AI.
Yeah. So. Yeah. One last one I want to mention just because it's kind of obligatory. If you've ever seen an Angry Video Game Nerd episode, the ending to Ghostbusters on the NES. After you play this terrible game, it says, congratulations, you have beaten a great game.
Congratulation. Is that like a play on words? Is it?
Nope, it was just spelled wrong.
Okay. You are the win, Rar.
All your base air belong to me. To us. Whatever. Whatever the quote is.
You nerds.
To us. Yeah, you nerds. Yeah. Skylar's like, I'm the one that isn't.
Ah.
This video game podcast.
Sitting here talking about video games, drinking Kool-Aid jammers, all right? I think we've all reached equal amount of nerd.
Super sweet.
That girl's got boobs. I'm never going to see him, yo.
That's funny that we're all nerds, and Skylar mentioned that that thing in Borderlands looked like a vagina. How would he know he's a nerd?
Oh. Also, I was never really pleased with Spider-Man. Any of the Spider-Man games after Spider-Man 2, the movie, the game.
Yeah. Web of the Shadows was kind of fun.
That one, it's just, every Spider-Man game seems like it's just like, hey, look, we have a 3D rendering of New York. Enjoy.
Woo!
Hey, did you see we have a 3D rendering of New York in this game as well? And you can get into Queens and everything's cel-shaded. Enjoy!
You know what we should do next week, though? I was thinking about this earlier. Is next week we should do video game endings we loved.
Ooh, yeah? All right.
Because I know the popular thing on the internet is to hate everything.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't we balance it out? How about we send some love? Right. Some love out there.
I'm probably going to talk about Call of Duty 2.
You feeling the love?
Man, I got to play that game again then if we're going to talk about it.
Got to think of endings. What endings did I love?
No. Oh, also, I was kind of thinking this when we were talking shit about other games. What if we do like games that did live up to the hype and didn't live up to hype?
That's always good. That's
Duke Nukem Forever. That game though, could that game ever live up to that kind of hype?
No.
Yeah.
How long was the wait for it? Like 9 years, 10 years?
Oh no, that was like longer. 14 years. Yeah.
It was like 98. I
at least
was supposed to be
14 from like when it was announced.
Yeah, I think 98 was supposed to be when it comes.
And it was like it was estimated to come out in like 2002, but someone like nixed the company.
Well, yeah, it was like
3DS went down.
No, it was like 98, 2000, 2002, 2004, then it was like dead forever. And someone's like, hey, surprise, 2011.
Hey, you know that thing that we had sitting in the back? Let's do that.
Hey, this thing's almost done. You guys just want to finish it and put that out? If you guys are bored, you know.
You know what we could do? Put a little bust in with it and people will maybe buy it, I guess.
Yeah, that game would have to, like, cure cancer to live up to the hype. We've been waiting on this forever.
You know what? All right, now we're getting off.
I think it's going to be a lot like the Avengers movie. There's so many good.
Too much hype.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many good movies leading. Like, Thor, that was a pretty good movie.
It was a good action movie. That's how I say it. I was like, good action?
It wasn't, like, amazing, but it was good.
Captain America?
Yeah.
I liked Captain America.
That one's solid. That was a really good movie. And then you have, like, all the Iron Man movies. Those ones, all three of them were really good. So
and Jean Grey,
all three of them.
All three.
What's the third? Yep.
The 1998 1998 release. Don't worry about it. Netflix it. Come on.
All right. So that will do it for our little conversation here. Hope you guys enjoyed our input.
Oh yeah.
Need input. Anyone know what movie? Short Circuit, that's right. Good job.
Is that the Flying Hamburger Saucer movie?
No.
you just reminded me of Data. Yeah.
Alpha. Rangers.
Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha, yeah, that's right.
Like, who the hell is Data? Star Trek.
Data Star, oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we are running very long here. You guys want to just zoom through news here?
We still got generals.
Any really good ones?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got to do them, man. There's a couple good ones.
All right.
Let's
zoom through them, but the good ones, just say this is a good one.
Okay. No, I've already deleted a couple that weren't that good.
That's taking another 10 minutes.
No, I do that during the podcast. If we're like running really long, I'll pull audibles here and be like, right. Well, that story wasn't that good. Gone.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Rock and roll.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. Okay, first up, a child brings mom's crack pipe to school for show and tell.
I vaguely heard about this.
Michelle Mary Cheatham, 32, was arrested on September 6th.
Cheatham?
Yeah. C-H-E-A-T-H-A-N.
Oh, no, I gotta ask
so
the usual.
Cheat ham.
I gotta ask the usual. Shot?
She's pretty plain looking.
She sounds like a crack whore, so I would assume.
She looks pretty rough in the mugshot, but mugshots always look pretty rough. Yeah. So she's probably, what's a five average?
Yeah.
She's a five.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Okay, so her son brought not just her crack pipe, but some crystal meth to school as well.
Oh, wow.
Once the teacher saw this, she called the cops. The cops then raided her home, and she has been arrested.
Family game night. Here we go, guys.
Been arrested for, one, possession of drugs, two, endangering the well-being of a child.
Oh, America.
I'm wondering what his story was. Like, why? Like, how old was the kid, you know? Or?
The kid was,
I'm guessing, fourth grade.
Yeah, I'm looking in here. It doesn't really say. Recent show and tell.
Kindergarten,
so five.
Oh, kindergarten? Holy fuck.
I was five in kindergarten, but I'm kind of young. So
yeah,
maybe
five or six.
Five or six,
that's
yeah.
young to be.
I was going to guess six. So.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and blame the mom. I mean, obviously, yeah. she's to blame. But, I mean, like, seriously, you don't have that, like, on a high shelf? You just leave that on the coffee table?
Well, I don't think, you know, parents addicted to meth think those things through.
We could just talk to Amber about it.
Oh, my God, guys, she's so funny.
We need to get in contact with her.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We actually do not.
Yeah. We need
Amber,
to
you
want to
come on the podcast? The next day, we all have to go to, like, the hospital for an STD that none of us touched her.
Yeah, I think I'm clear.
You guys all got contact STDs just by being around her? All right, next story here. This is actually a follow-up from a story we did in episode 3.
Ooh.
A Council Bluffs man who told police that he performed a sex act on a cat and then threw it out a seventh-floor window has been given 2 years in prison.
I remember that.
Yeah.
He also, I didn't know this in the first story, he is also a registered sex offender. Oh. So.
Like, for raping cats, you know, or.
No, not for raping cats. Okay, let's not go too far into this. It's kind of sad, but.
I just, being a sex offender can, like, it's a huge umbrella term for, like, a lot of different things.
I thought you were going to say, being a sex offender, I know it's tough for us to, you know,
it's rough. You're already, you know, the cards are already stacked against you in court, but.
No, but Andy's the sex offender, remember?
Yeah.
When he was gone, he was made a sex offender.
Oh, man, look at this
picture
of Amber.
Jesus Christ. Just so the people that are listening know, she just looks rough.
Dude.
Sunken in eyes. She looks like she will grow up to be the Crypt Keeper. I want to be the Crypt Keeper when I grow up.
Yay.
All right, next story. Los Angeles Fire Department is investigating allegations that two fire stations allowed department trucks to be used in porn shoots.
That is awesome.
And their fire chief said, it's not one of our proudest moments. I'm just going to throw this out there. If any porn shoots want to use, like, our table or our microphone in a porn movie, you can, and it will be one of our proudest moments.
Yeah.
I mean, my car is basically only good for a backdrop, so.
Exactly. <Let's>
I mean, if you need a poor-looking pizza guy who's just, he's down on his luck, you know, look no further. I can supply that car.
We can just, all we ask is be, like, background members.
We can just be, like, extras.
Yeah, extras. There we go.
There's no extras in a porn movie, Andy. I'm not, hey, how's it going? I'm the neighbor. Bye.
Walk by the window, like, nine times.
We're in the back with, like, a big foam number one thing. Like, yeah.
Just, like, peeking over the edge of the bed. Just, hi. And then sinking back down.
See you there. All right, you have phone.
Right. Do you kids want any mini bagels?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Dress up like the mom.
Are you guys being safe?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys are ever that desperate, we have a curtain.
Yeah,
we have a whiteboard. We have
a
whiteboard
now.
We
got a mirror, a bookshelf,
there's a lamp. We got
a table.
We
have some
bottled
water.
Ellipticals. You could do it on the elliptical.
We have, do you have, like, Nordic tracks?
We got a mirror.
Oh, I said the mirror.
Oh, did you? Okay.
There you go. We're they're nearly the perfect venue.
We're the middle of America.
Exactly.
America.
Everyone get here about equal time.
Yeah.
All except right. for the people in the middle of America.
Yeah.
They
just be right here. But
yeah. All right. Anyway.
You're coming from the coast.
Let's do it.
All right. And last in news. Robert Trathan's car registration is anything, if Robert Trathan's car registration is anything to go by, he is homosexual. Because his car registration, the plates he got, he's out of New Zealand, his plates say gay 69.
I'm wondering if, like, if it's just like some horrible misunderstanding where his name's like, you know, Gerard Alfonso Yiddles, and he was born in 1969.
The plate was a randomly generated plate.
That.
And he said, he goes, I'm not homophobic. I just want another plate, because he's getting made fun of already for this plate. Now, he spoke to NZTA, which is New Zealand Traffic Administration, I'm going to guess. They don't really spell it out. So what he said was, it's like, hey, can you just give me a different plate? They're like, well, we can change the 69, but you're going to have to keep the gay.
Good. Good. Good.
I always thought about getting a license plate that said the game.
It would work. That's under eight.
I was losing that the other day.
I got your girlfriend good, but then she's like, "Yeah, you can't do it that way." I texted her and I said, "The game? Nope." Oh wait, yeah, the game. She's like, "You can't say it in plain text." I'm like, "No, you got to spice it up with something, like the Chuck Testa joke." I told her I was doing it since before she was born, so she can't.
Isn't she older?
She can't
than
dictate.
You?
Well, that's the joke.
Oh.
The thing I would do if I had a gay 69 as mine is I would tell all my friends, clearly I'm not gay, guys. You know me. And then I would walk around with like a bright pink like tank top and some Daisy Duds.
Guys, I'm not gay.
I don't know what you think.
Where
I'm not
are you
gay.
Guys getting this from?
You know, just like gel my hair. Not even like well, just gel it up. It's like, I'm not gay.
And then just roll.
Stop.
Roller skate everywhere.
Roller skate.
Don't even use your car. Just roller skate everywhere.
Just put the license plate on my ass.
All right, and that will do it for news.
Is that it for us?
That will do it for the podcast. We finished all our Kool-Aid jammers.
Yeah.
And I finished a bottle of water,
I thought it would be a nice treat.
It was a nice treat.
I don't know if my story just didn't make it or if it got audibled off, but there was this whole thing where angry hacker, they claimed them as hackers.
Got audibled.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the end of news. I was going to do it next week instead.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem.
It's not really a time-sensitive one, so I can still do it next week.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of... Unless they listen to a lot of gaming podcasts out of someone's basement, I doubt a lot of big companies are probably covering that.
What are our downloads at?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, sure, they're fine. I haven't really looked, but I'm sure they're good.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, sure. I'm really, like, when we have breaks at school tomorrow, I'm going to make a poster for us and put it up in Panera.
Nice. All right, so... Like I said, that'll do it for the podcast. Remember, if you're listening to this and you like the podcast, search 3 Hit Combo Podcast on Facebook.
Are we on 25 now?
No, we're not.
What the fuck?
I know.
Hey, subscribe.
I know
you like our page.
Yeah, I know you're listening, all right? That is your goal for the week.
I'm plugging it tonight. I have a new goal now. Every week, I'm going to try and mention someone different on my Facebook and then be like, hey, I talked about at whoever today on the podcast, just to make them listen.
At Amber. We said she looked rough and a crypt keeper.
Rough and crypt keeper.
Look at this
that
picture
is an adjective.
So, yes, find us on Facebook, please. We post on there sometimes. I post the stream on there, so if you want to see me playing Pokemon with my drafted Pokemon.
Every once in a while. I don't know if
Geodude
my
and Flareon.
Did my, when I was going to defend Aqua, did that show up on everyone's wall?
Yeah, that shows up on
I did it on, like, I have it on my phone on Facebook, but I didn't know if I posted it, if it would show up on everyone's
wall. It shows up, like, the page is pretty much like your page. Like, if you were to just post something, people would see it in their news feed.
All right. Cool.
I figured out there's no way that I can actually post on the 3 Hit Combo page without being the 3 Hit Combo page.
Yeah, that's kind of a pain. It's like
thanks, Facebook.
Because
you have to log in as 3 Hit Combo.
You don't have to log in as 3 Hit Combo since we're all admins. If we go on there and post, we're automatically under 3 Hit Combo. So
the thing is, you can't comment. Like, you can't speak for yourself. You have to just you're 3 Hit Combo.
So there's been times.
Like our comments and shit will be.
Yeah, there's been times where we're commenting on each other's stuff, but it just looks like we're talking to ourselves.
Maybe if we're doing that, maybe we should put in like in parentheses first our names.
Yeah, or
like asterisks.
Yeah,
Skyler.
Anyway, so we're getting off topic again. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. We're under 3 Hit Combo PC. That is the number 3, and the PC stands for podcast.
I kind of gave up on our Tumblr.
Fuck Tumblr. And you can email us at 3HitCombopodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Really. Seriously. Yeah. Well, no, seriously. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Both sex.
So, for Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
good.
Thank you.